Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton John, ladies and gentlemen.
Yvonne wears his war wound like a crown.
Bringing this back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So check it out when you get a chance. And we got a having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Jim DeWald. Jim is Dean of Heskane School of Business at the University of Calgary, and he's the author of a new book, Achieving Longevity, How Great Firms Prosper Through Entrepreneurial Thinking. Jim, thanks again for being here. And in the previous segment, you did a great job of helping us understand that being entrepreneurial means, you know, creating value where it didn't exist before. And I really love the way you said that. And that's probably how entrepreneurship differs from innovation. Innovation is taking something you already have, and I think in making it better, making it more updated, helping it to grow and to sustain itself, where entrepreneurship is really it's not a means to an end. It's a way of life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, Jim.
And so small businesses, I think every small business is entrepreneurial, because we have to be, because we're out here against all odds where the rubber meets the road. Lots and lots of challenges. There's no harder job than being the CEO of a small business. But Jim, there was a time when we had partners in the economy in the form of big business and corporate America and Wall Street, where there seems to be a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street today. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. And I think you're right that the small business owner, it's more, their survival is much more top of mind. And so they recognize that they have to be adaptable, they have to be entrepreneurial in how they approach things. The problem is, as companies become larger, they get the leaders kind of fall asleep, and they start to think, well, this thing will just run itself, and I can just spend time in my plane and maybe have a few more vacations. And they don't realize that you have to maintain that entrepreneurial spirit. And in fact, what they've done is built up the resources, the connections, the sales channels, the ability to actually be more entrepreneurial and do something really amazing.
Well, they have, but the thing is, as long as Wall Street keeps jerking them back to a 90-day expectation, they're never going to be able to make long-term investments in people, in training, in customer relationships. They're never going to be able to make those long-term investments because it doesn't work out in 90 days. What do you think?
Absolutely, and that is a real a threat to our economy in a big way. Because, you know, one thing we haven't talked about yet, Jim, is that we tend to think that we live in changing times, but that's not necessarily true. But going forward, we could face some radical changes through machine learning and automation, and we're not ready for it. That's the bottom line. We built a system of big businesses that are clunky and rigid, but we're moving into a period where we need a lot more flexibility and adaptability.
What do you think is going to happen? What is your forecast?
Oof. I don't think I really have a forecast. All I do is observe, and what I observe is that corporate America and, as you say, Wall Street is not ready for the level of change that we're about to face. And, in fact, what my research shows is we've probably spent about 30 years trying to slow down the true progress of change. And here's an example. The most amazing technology of computing and the Internet, we spent 30 years now trying to stuff it into what? Into a telephone.
Right.
Because that's what we understand. Mm-hmm. But now scientists are saying, wait a minute, there's much more we can do with this. And when that starts to unleash, I just don't think we're ready for it.
Well, it's just the workforce is having a hard time right now being absorbed into all this change, isn't it?
It's a really big worry. I know that, you know, through history, as we've had these big changes, it's been good for our economy, and I hope that's true this time around. But my focus is more on individual businesses, because there's a business school and a business team. Mm-hmm. That's where my focus is, and they're not ready.
What would they need to do? And I got about a minute left. What would be one or two things that they could do that would get them ready?
Well, to adopt an entrepreneurial culture within their firm, which really starts with what we talked about is accepting failure and taking chances. And the leader has to lead that way. They have to be able to
Can big companies themselves. Actually be entrepreneurial?
Absolutely. So
you believe
don't
that?
Don't try and take on the whole firm. Start in a particular area, make it an entrepreneurial area, and it'll spread from there.
Yep. I think you're right. But that takes a lot of guts, and that takes telling. And that's going to take for the bigger companies. That's going to take them telling analysts, to go take a hike. Do you see publicly traded companies diminishing in number in the future and becoming more privately owned?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I see that as one of the ways of solving what you're talking about, being more entrepreneur as a reaction to that. The book is called Achieving Longevity by Jim DeWald. Hey, Jim, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Love to have you back. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.